Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Najee Harris. I still heard somebody say Najee yesterday. Did you
really
hear that? I don't want to call a person out, but I heard somebody say Najee. Did you hear this, Crowley? On our air.
Was it Ron Cook?
No. It was actually not.
I heard somebody in the questioning.
It was a guest.
It was Dale Lawley who said it yesterday in the questioning of Najee. Called him Najee.
Lunatic, that Dale Lawley. He said Najee.
Hey, Najee, what do you think about your new blockers up front?
You know what my favorite was about, and we'll get into Najee in a little bit. Whenever it was the national broadcast, it was some down the line or Spiro Dides or I don't know, somebody. And so, I shouldn't say, he's a very nice man. He comes on our show. But it was one of the, not the A teams, you know, it was all the way, it was like the third or fourth team. And they said, Najee. And then you could tell Bert or somebody ran down to the booth. And then they came out of break. And then all of a sudden, it just switched to Najee. Yes, yeah. like in the second or third series. And it was right after he had made a thing about doing that. Like
I vaguely remember that game. It wasn't Spiro.
No, it was I forget who it was.
I think it was a Fox game, wasn't it?
You know who it was? Who was the defensive back that just got panned? Or the linebacker that everybody said was not.
Vilma.
Yeah, it may have been Vilma.
See, I knew it was Fox.
Yes. I think it was Vilma and those guys. And Chris Myers. Oddly enough, is great doing NASCAR and stinks at football.
He's bad at football.
He's so good, dude. Anyway, wildlife poop. Go. What happened here?
So, first of all, tough loss for the TJ 12U girls at the Char Houston last night. We almost stormed back. I'm not as aggressive on the base paths as we should have been. I'm the first base coach, so I'll take the heat for that one. Great game. Pitcher number 5 for Char Houston is a stud. I can't remember her name, but she was phenomenal. She blew us out the water. The water was nearby, coincidentally enough. Chartiers Creek runs right behind the field. The field in Houston is right off, you drive under 79, kind of, on 519 to get into Houston, and you make the first right, and the field's right there. Field's beautiful, right? You know that perfect mix, Colin, of dirt and sand and rock that makes a perfect baseball field. It's not just that hard-packed clay.
Right.
So they do a beautiful job with the field. But I see as we're walking in, they have this thing, and it's in the dugout at this point. Later, it would end up on the pitcher's mound. It is a decoy, I guess you would call it. It looks like a fox or a wolf or a dog of some sort. Like one of those fake animals, a decoy that would keep other animals
away. Scare them away.
Yeah. Well, the reason they have this, I found out as soon as we stepped in the outfield grass, they must just be absolutely infested with geese because there was goose poop everywhere. As you're stepping in the outfield, you're looking to make sure you're not stepping in. And these geese must be mutants because the piles were just like tightly wrapped coils just sitting there waiting for you, landmines in the outfield. So they have a beautiful field. I'm not blaming them for this. They can't do anything about geese deciding to park their asses on the field while they're not there. But do they need more of these fox decoys? I don't know. I want to help the people in Char Houston. It's Ponyland, by the way.
Yes, it is.
He lives in that area. I want to help the fine people of Char Houston, even if I don't typically get invited to that area, do something about the geese and the goose poop on their field.
What does goose poop look like?
It looks like bullets.
That's a good description.
It looks like, do you ever see whenever they aerate a golf course?
Yeah.
It looks like that, but it's like
a little longer.
But a little longer
and
it's
little,
dark.
And a little runnier.
I'll tell you how it looks. Here, I'll tell you how you can get a good look on it yourself. Go walk between the two stadiums.
Yep.
On that.
Yeah.
Like
the strip of grass?
No, just on the river walk between Heinz Field and PNC Park.
Like by old Bettis's.
Yes.
Okay.
All the way down by the river, and it is just infested with goose poop. Yes.
Really?
Yes. It kind of looks like whenever they aerate a lawn and the plugs that it leaves. but darker.
And so, then it gets white, too, the longer it sits there. And
it does.
Drippy.
And hard. Ugh. You hit it with a golf club, it'll fly. Yes.
So credit to the fine people of Shar Houston.
So
this isn't a knock on
them. What was the decoy? Was it like a taxidermied animal it looked like?
It was like a rubber animal. Like, I don't know what to... I guess
like
it's
a rubber scarecrow.
Yeah, basically, but it was a fox or a dog or something. And they just sit it on the pitcher's mound before they leave after the game. And of course, you know, our kids, you know, being dummies, are playing with it and stuff. And put it back. But, like...
Jeez. Is it effective? It's obviously not that
effective. Obviously not. That's my question. Like, how do we help the fine people of Shar Houston softball keep goose poop out of their outfield?
They need a tarp.
You can't put a tarp over the grass, though, can you?
You could if you had to. I mean, I don't know. Or... What about the geese police guy? I've seen that van driving around.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, geese will attack you. They bite.
This guy's a geese police. I saw
him. So he takes them out?
He has a silver, like, Nissan or a something pickup truck. It's like a little pickup truck.
Okay.
And he has a kayak in the back. He's ready to go.
Oh.
Yeah, in case he needs to take the water. In case he needs to play a road game with these geese. I saw he had a... No, the geese police, I've seen it. It's like a silver pickup truck, but I've not seen him in action.
Does he take prisoners, or is this more?
No, I think it's. Okay. I think you're going down. Okay. If you deal with the geese police, there's one sort of verdict.
There's one way out. Yeah.
That's it. But they should call him.
I'm gonna pass that along.
And it's branded right on the side of the guy's pickup truck. And like I said, it's a silver pickup truck. Are you looking this up, Crowley? Geese police?
I am looking this up. Because geese, I just geese will attack you. If you get within 5 feet of a geese, they'll bite your face right
Goose.
Off.
Goose. I'll take my chances though.
Yeah.
Geese?
Yeah. Goose.
Is it goose?
Geese plural. Geese plural. Do they serve a I don't want to. They do serve a purpose.
What
for
is
the ecosystem?
It?
I'm sure. But,
could the food chain survive without geese? I think so.
Probably, but I think it's probably a positive that they're in the food chain. We don't like them in urban areas.
Just stop pooping all over the softball field.
Geese police of Western PA has been successfully helping clients to control their goose population since 2010.
Is there a silver pickup truck involved in this? Because I see it all the time. But in a kayak, that's the one that piqued my interest when I saw he had a kayak in the back of it, which said, I'm willing to go into their world.
I'll do whatever it takes.
Yeah. They got dogs too.
Oh, they got dogs or the geese police?
They got a couple of medium sized border collies between 30 and 45 pounds that wrangle up these geese.
If you get to 46, they don't let you. Or if you're below, if you're 29 pounds.
Then you need to order more border collies.
Right. Well, it's funny you say that because it says recently the Canadian goose control laws have now been adopted in the United States.
What the hell does that mean?
Prior, before 2010, you weren't allowed to wrangle these geese up.
Yeah, but now after 2010, it's like
fair game.
Yeah, it's build that wall.
I thought the Canadian goose was like the equivalent of a bald eagle north of the border. Like they take pride in their Canadian geese.
Until 2010, they were.
Huh?
Are goose like a rich version of a duck? Are they the same family?
I think they're related.
I'm not a big avian guy. I don't know about a lot of this.
Well, I mean, we have spent a lot of time watching the bald eagle cam.
We have. Twitter poll coming up next, and also Najee Harris, not Najee, Najee Harris, a question about him. Happy holiday weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.